Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can you imagine if your neighborhood worked like that?
Like how? Like,
you lived,
have to sell your house?
You live next to a guy who was breeding rodents in the attic.
Well, no, I don't.
Did.
No, he was killing rodents in the attic. With really bad traps.
I'm just saying, when there's a problem property, that is your property.
He still lives there.
We don't go around to the neighbors and say, well, what was the one that was basically condemned and you went in and there were rodents living in it? Remember?
Are you talking about Jeremy's house?
I don't know your neighbor's names.
He had the raccoons in the attic.
Yes, yes.
And he was using these horribly inhumane traps to catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jeremy.
Oh. My point is, with personal property, that would never happen. But with a business, apparently in this case, it does.
And you're saying, what if a neighborhood
banded together and
could
said,
go around and
you got to go Marlene on.
And so, Jeremy, we're going to pull the 15 houses closest to you.
Within 200 feet.
And if we vote that you have to sell your house, you have to sell your house. Because you kill raccoons in a way that we don't like.
People would get so friendly so quick. I'm so sorry. I've got your mail. The post office accident. Here's your mail. Everyone would be so nice all the time if that could happen.
The votes are in, and Jeremy, you have been voted out of the cul-de-sac.
You're out, Jeremy.
Pack them up.
Take you and your raccoons and get out of here.
Please grab your torch and be off the island by the end of the day.
I'm curious if you're listening and you're a business owner. Have you ever heard about this, or has this ever happened where the city has asked surrounding businesses to have a say in whether the nuisance property should stay or go? And who gets to decide what's a nuisance?
Do you ever talk to your neighbors?
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a guy today. I don't know my neighbors.
It's because we all drive directly into the garage. And the garage door shuts, and we go inside through the kitchen.
I know their first names. I have no idea what their last names are. When I was growing up, we knew all of our neighbors.
I can still go to my old neighborhood where I grew up in, and it's like we're family. But in the neighborhoods that I've lived in since then, I don't know a single one.
Mm-mm.
So the kids know all of their friends in the neighborhood. But if you mean just like the 20 houses around you, do you know those people? I think most people would say, casually, you wave. You don't really know them.
But when I was growing up, I knew all my neighbors.
I don't know when that changed.
I don't know.
We actually, one of our neighbors, I found out a couple weeks ago, I haven't told you this, one of our neighbors passed about a month or two ago, and I was very sad to hear it. We hardly ever saw him, and I think he might have been in a home when he passed. I was sad to hear it, and then I was sad that I didn't know. I thought that's sad. We should know that.
576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, 576-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday comes your way at 4:45. Robert in Belton, good afternoon, my friend. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
That's good. So my point with the guys took the call was, what do we do at Walmart when someone goes in there like they did in Texas, have a mass shooting? Do we shut that Walmart down and call the neighbors and see what they think about, you know, if they did enough? Or even like a school shooting, do we pull their charter and say we don't feel like the school or the city has done a good enough job protecting protecting, you know, the establishment or whatever.
Robert,
where do we start and stop with this? You know what I mean?
It's a fair question and interesting you bring up that big box store, and here's why. They have done studies on certain Walmarts, okay? It was actually a great study, and I'm trying to remember if it was Washington Post or who it was that did it a few years ago. And they ranked the drain on police resources at some franchises, okay?
It was a star. And it
sure,
was,
yeah.
Because
it was Grandview Walmart,
some
Walmart.
Of them decide we're going to hire private security, and some of them decide we are going to use the local police departments solely as security. And they looked at this across the board, Scott. It wasn't just Kansas City. This was all over. Which Walmarts were overusing city resources for...
Wasn't that the one in Raytown?
Theft. I don't remember the exact ones around town, but they were ranked as, okay, of all the calls for service in one city. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they had, you know, tens of thousands of calls for service in one year. They could attach a percentage of those calls to one problem box store. And so when you start talking about what is a nuisance, I would argue when you are calling police morning, noon, and night because someone's walking out with, you know, a pack of gum, that's a nuisance. That is not an appropriate use of police time. But if they call, you know, Scott, police have to go.
They have to go. 576-7798, Joyce in Overland Park. Joyce, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing
good,
well.
Hi.
Thank you for asking.
Good. I own a bar in Westport, and I know intimately all of the liquor license laws and what you have to go through in order to get a liquor license, in order to keep a liquor license, and in order to do any changes to your own business. A number of years ago, when the smoking ban happened, and they quit having where you could smoke in a bar, we decided that the only way that we were going to be able to stay in business was to expand our hours to stay open till 3 a.m., like the rest of the bars in Westport do. But we're on the other side of Westport Road, and so there were no 3 a.m. bars on the other side of Westport Road. So we had to go to, we'd been in business for 60 years, we had to go to every 15 or 17 different property owners around our area to get approvals for us to stay open an hour and a half longer than what we normally did.
And you got the approval, and Joyce?
We did not get the approval at first because there was a church that disputed it, and we had to go before the liquor board. And we had to state our case before the liquor board, and the liquor board said, you know what, we wish we had more responsible business owners like this family that has owned this bar and had it in her family over 60 years, and they granted us the approval.
What was the church's objection, that too many of their congregants wouldn't be able to make Sunday service?
Scott.
No, their objection was that they felt that all the bars in Westport should close by 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
By
yeah.
What?
By 9.
But, so, yeah. Oh, so all their congregants are in bed and ready to go to church on Sunday.
Okay. Next morning.
Hey, Joyce.
Yes.
But you probably know more than anyone, one problem property right next to your property, if they move in, can be detrimental to your, it can have a direct effect on your bottom line.
Oh, no, absolutely. In fact, when they had the problem bar that was down in Westport a number of years ago before that one was closed up because of all of the problems, it affected the whole neighborhood. Absolutely, it did. So, I mean, the purpose of it is correct in the nuisance part, but that should be more of a, police records that they've had. And like you said, this particular bar, I feel terrible for the bar owner, because a lot of times you do whatever you can to keep your bar safe. And sometimes you're just going to have that one or two off people that are troublemakers, and you try to ban them out of your bar. But, you know, some of it is just, and yet you have a lot of security on staff is what you have to have. So
do you think though, Joyce, this is a some type of rule that could be abused, or do you see this as a good thing, asking the neighbors, you know, when these nuisance issues come up?
If it's a nuisance issue, then, nah, see, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence because why should the neighborhood have control over my business and my business plan? And that's how it was when we were trying to expand our premises and when we were trying to expand our hours of operation.
Well, but Joyce,
however.
Yeah, let me jump in here as however. They live there. You work there.
They chose to live in Westport. They knew that when they moved into Westport, I've been there 60 years. Yeah. So that they chose to move to Westport and knew that they were moving into an entertainment district.
Joyce, that's like moving onto a golf course and bitching that you got balls in your yard. It happens all the time. I'm like, seriously?
Phrasing.
Did you not notice that you're on a golf course?
Right. I mean, it wasn't like a new developed area.
No.
A business area that just got developed. And then because we had a number of neighbors that also didn't want to have it because they felt like staying open another hour and a half was going to hurt their sleep patterns.
What's the name of your club?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us. It's 60 years, I can guess.
Dave Stagecoach Inn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Joyce.
My dad was Dave, and he opened in 1952, and it's still in our family.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yep.
How are we doing?
Hey, you enjoy Sunday, and be safe. Be good.
Oh, absolutely. We're having a Super Bowl watch party. Come on down.
All right, Joyce. Be good.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Man,
right.
That's impressive. 60 years, one bar in Westport?
I couldn't do it.
That is impressive.
I will say this, and I'm not blowing smoke, Joyce. I've heard of your club. I've never heard a bad thing about your club. Nobody's ever said a negative word about that club that I'm aware of.
That's why it's still open 60 years later.
Right. Jackie in Kansas City. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. Okay, so I look at it like this. I had a business before. It was a bakery. We didn't sell liquor, but my thought is, the club owner did all the things that they should do by hiring security, and they can't control what goes on outside of their doors, you know. So I don't feel that they should be held accountable for that. That's kind of like shutting down a school because, you know, some shooting took place or because there's fights going on. You know, that's not fair to the people there that are trying to keep things going and keep things done decent and in order. So I don't agree with that they should hold them accountable.
But you would agree, would you not, Jackie? There are certain businesses, if they open up in your neighborhood, you're kind of like, damn. Like if an adult store opened up in your neighborhood, you would be kind of like, damn. A liquor store, a bar,
pawn shops.
Hmm. Same day checking.
Yeah. Nobody in a neighborhood ever said, oh, great, a pawn shop. Did you see that's opening? They're just starting construction.
Seriously, like right
I'm
down
so
the street?
I'm so excited to have that here. No one has ever said that.
I can't wait to walk down there.
I remember the day that a payday loan operation opened up down the street from my house, Jackie, and I came into work and I said, Dana, you're not going to believe this. Great news. A payday loan operation just opened up down the street.
Yeah, but that's a whole other story.
Is it?
Until it moves into your neighborhood.
That's right. And here's the other thing is I'm talking about from the standpoint of them losing their liquor license just because of the violence that took place. Now, I'm not talking about the part where in order to be reinstated, they've got to go and get these signatures or approval. I don't even understand why they would be even considered to not to continue to have their liquor license. And it's unfortunate that all happened, but that's not their control, under their control.
But according to the story in the Star's editorial page, there have been other problems with this club since it opened 6 months ago.
Police, and just real quick, Jackie, police have been called to that bar 26 times for situations ranging from shots fired to fights. It only opened in April of 2019. I'm going to say it again. April of 2019, they have been called to the bar 26 times for shots fired to fights.
Wow. No, I didn't know that, but I think that that's what comes along with sometimes, you know, and then some are just don't get reported about what goes on in these bars or outside of these bars, but I think that's just kind of what comes along with the territory. Unfortunately, when people do drink or tend to drink too much, they, you know, they just kind of lose all sense of reasoning and working things out.
Now, before we go crazy here, that's only three times per month.
Just last month, it was seven times in 1 month. And so where's the number? I guess when you start talking about words like nuisance, where is that number for you? And that number is going to differ if you are a police officer. If you are a neighbor of that establishment, the number is going to be very low if you're a neighbor.
If you're a homeowner.
If you're a homeowner, it's going to be even lower. Mm-hmm. And the bar is probably going to say, well, if you do the math, it's really only a few times a month. But, you know, for shots fired, mm-hmm. for a drive-by shooting was one of them. Uh-uh.
It's almost like the salesman breaking it down to the cost per hour. Well, for the price of a cup of coffee per hour, you can get.
By the way, is it me or is that the longest pullover in the history of cops?
Oh, he's been there a while.
They've been there for 30 minutes.
If not longer, yeah.
What do you call those little cars?
Toasters?
That's a Scion.
No, it's smaller.
No, that's a Honda. It looks like it.
Tiny little hatchback.
Well, I don't know what it is, but...
Yaris, maybe?
That person's been pulled over.
If you're on Shawnee Mission Parkway in a tiny little gray car, call us. What did you do?
Man,
we haven't even seen backup show up yet. What are they
waiting on? No, backup was there.
Oh, backup's come and gone?
No, yeah, came and gone.
Oh, okay.
And they've had that guy pulled over for over 30 minutes. I mean, write the ticket already.
I wonder if they'll call. I want to know what's going on over there. What is it about, like, police activity in your... Like, the minute something happens, everyone turns into Angela Lansbury.
I don't know.
I wonder what's going on.
But I've been watching this over your shoulder.
Because it's flashing lights. It's hard not
to. And they pulled him over at, like, 4:10.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And it's 4:45. And just for the last 30 minutes, I've just been talking to you. And over your shoulder,
text the chief.
I see nothing
text
but flashing.
Text the chief and say, what is going on?
Whatever it is, man. What are you, a drug runner?
Not in that car. You get laughed right out of that sale.
What are you doing, drag racing? In a Prius?
Oh, I was in traffic the other day. I saw the greatest bumper sticker ever. It was on a Prius. And it had in quotation marks this bumper sticker on the back of this Prius. It just said, cool Prius. And then dash no one.
It said no one, yeah.
And I laughed. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up next with Mark Lavoie, his first time ever. He's a virgin. Text your joke into 22980. We will take today Chuck Norris and Yo Mama jokes. All that we ask is that your joke is terrible but arable, and that person is now on 37 minutes having been pulled over. Terrible Joke Tuesday. Text them into 22980. We only ask that they are terrible but arable. Hey, Sam.
What, Scott?
Did you hear why the gym down the street closed down?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Just didn't work out.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What kind of a doctor was Dr. Pepper?
Not really sure what kind of doctor Dr. Pepper was.
He was a physician.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Mark.
Did you hear they came out with Chuck Norris toilet paper?
I did not.
Yeah, it failed because it wouldn't take crap off of anybody.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You ever wonder how you catch Dolly Parton in the woods?
No, Scott.
Just set a booby trap.
Wow.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it always a bad idea to play hide and seek in the mountains?
I don't know.
Yeah, they peak.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
You know, your mama is so fat. When she bleeds, it's ragu.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What did the hat say to the scarf?
What did the hat say to the scarf?
You hang out here. I'll go on ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Mark. What's up, buddy?
How come cell phones don't wear glasses? They have contacts.
Oh. Is your mother still alive, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Mark.
She's ashamed of me now. Yes. Yes, Scott.
Mark, your mom is so fat. She eats Wheat Thix.
Dad, go to your room now. Child storms off. Jim Morrison was overrated. Dad, what did I tell you about slamming the doors?
Hey, Sam, why did Adele cross the road?
You know, I don't know, Mark.
To say hello from the other side.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Your mama's so stupid. She climbed over a glass wall just to see what was on the other side.
Hey, Scott.
That's terrible.
Sam?
Why did Stalin only write in lowercase?
Oh, God. I don't know, Sam.
He had a fear of capitalism.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Which bear is most condescending?
Not really sure.
A pan, duh.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah, Mark.
Your mama's so dumb, I told her it was chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
She ran outside with a bowl and spoon.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
Your mama's so ugly, she scared the crap right out of the toilet.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did the police officer say to his belly button?
I don't know.
You're under a vest.
Hey, Scott.
What, Sam?
What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather? A shoe.
Get out.
A shoe?
Get out.
What would the Terminator be called in his retirement, Scott?
What would the Terminator be called in his retirement? I don't know.
The ex-Terminator.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Mark?
You know how you catch Will Smith in the snow?
No.
You look for fresh prints.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
You ever wonder why you don't shower with Pokemon?
No, I've never thought about that.
They Pikachu.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Have you ever heard of a TV show titled The Year?
Can't say that I have.
It only lasted 4 seasons.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott.
Your mama's so dumb. She got locked in a grocery store and starved to death.
I think this is going to be good for Dana. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Mark.
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why do ducks have tail feathers, Mark?
To cover their butt quack.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Your mama's so dumb. She sold her car for gas money.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
What do you call 26 letters that went for a swim?
I don't know.
Alphabetical.
Yikes.
Hey, Sam.
What's that?
Your mama's so fat and old. When God said, let there be light, he asked her to move.
Ooh.
This is terrible. Hey, Scott.
Yo, Mark. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what did Kermit the Frog say when Jim Henson died? Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Mark.
It's so wonderful. It's so terrible at the same time. That's the best one.
And we end it with that. Thank you for participating, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.